My Life Today, April 12th, The Beginning of Wisdom, Growing in Wisdom and Knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Christ was the greatest teacher the world ever saw. He brought to man knowledge direct from heaven. The lessons which he has given us are what we need for both the present and the future state. He sets before us the true aims of life and how we may secure them. In the school of Christ, students are never graduated. Among the pupils are both old and young. Those who give heed to the instructions of the divine teacher constantly advance in wisdom, refinement, and nobility of soul, and thus they are prepared to enter that higher school where advancement will continue throughout eternity. Infinite wisdom sets before us the great lessons of life, lessons of duty and happiness. These are often hard to learn, but without them we can make no real progress. They may cost us effort and tears and even agony, but we must not falter or grow weary. We shall at last hear the Master's call, "Child, come up higher." Every faculty, every attribute with which the Creator has endowed the children of men is to be employed for His glory, and in this employment is found its purest, holiest, happiest exercise. While religious principle is held paramount, every advanced step taken in the acquirement of knowledge or in the culture of the intellect is a step toward the assimilation of the human with the divine, the finite with the infinite. If the youth will but learn of the heavenly teacher, they will know for themselves that the fear of the Lord is indeed the beginning of wisdom. Having thus laid a sure foundation, they turn every privilege and opportunity to the very best account, and may rise to any height in intellectual attainments.